All right, folks, it's time for a fish report. I've got Leif in studio. Hey, Leif.
How's it going, Don?
It's going great. Your car looks like it's got a few miles on it. You've been traveling around, getting your line wet?
Yeah, getting a little bit of dust on the rig, getting out there and about there, for sure.
Hey, well, let's do a fish tale, get everybody excited. So a lot of people are probably not as able or willing or whatever. They're not getting
crazy.
Or have just a copacetic family, who knows why, but we're probably not able to fish as much as you, and I'm guessing that maybe we need to hear a nice little fishing story.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, sometimes when my boys are out of town at their grandparents, I get a little bit of extra time, and so, yeah, I definitely went the extra mile. My friends Liam and Chris and I, we went up to go fish the upper Chewook there, and it was still just a little bit high, so we decided we would go and fish Boulder Creek, maybe get some brookies for dinner. And, you know, we gave a kind of an attempt at that, but we caught a few little ones and just got a little too lazy. So we hopped back in the truck and we flew on up there to Roger Lake the very top end there of Boulder Creek. And, man, we got right into some fish, and it was probably, and it's a good thing, because we were up there at about 6:30 by the time we got to that
point. Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, you're probably getting there. Sun's getting low.
Yeah, well, you know, we figured we had a nice long day high in the sky and everything, so we kept going and going, and yeah, we got there at 6:30, we got right into some fish, and we fished until probably about 11 o'clock, and then we slogged our way back out. I would tell people, you know, Roger Lake, big old fish, but if you don't want to be wet, bring your waders or some knee boots, because it is surrounded by bogs. And it does get a bit chilly after the sun goes down.
Yeah.
So I fired up a big fire and wrapped a couple of those trout in some foil. And, you know, by the time my buddies got back, it was smelling pretty good. And we had a couple of trout, a couple of beers, looked for UFOs, and hollered at Sasquatch till about 2 in the morning.
A little impromptu camp out. You didn't stay overnight, but you stayed till into the dark.
Well, no, because I had to get up early the next morning to go fish for some bass.
Okay, should we make that a different fish tale?
Well, you know, it was a decent day, but not tale-worthy, we'll say. So I would just say, get up there to Roger Lake. We don't mention that one enough. It's not that far. I've seen some pictures from Tiffany as well, just up the road from there. We'll have a story about that on our blog there, the Fly Fishers Pro Shop. Check out the Methow Fishing Adventures, and if you'd like to take an adventure yourself, just click us on the contact page, and until then, do your best to be adventurous too, and fish on.